Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Welcome in. This is Jim. This is part two of War in the Heavens. I'm going to try to keep it simple, make it this message shorter than the one before, cover some main topics. Obviously, this is a really big subject covering billions of years, and there is some debate about these things. I don't want us to get into that because I want to focus and hone in on some of one main theme within this war in the heavens, which is, of course, we know the big battle is God Almighty versus his enemy, the devil, who was Lucifer, now Satan. That's the big battle, their armies fighting against each other. We as humans are part of this, whether we realize it or not, because it's God created us on the earth in his image. He wants us to spend eternity with him in heaven. That's his plan. But the enemy is trying to stop that plan. He's trying to oppose God. He is doing this in many ways. One of the main ways is by deceiving people into not following Jesus Christ. One main theme I want to present is that in this war in the heavens, there's been four specific times when the enemy, the devil, did a major thing to try to oppose God and stop his plans. I want to list them first, then I'm going to go into some more detail about them. Number one is when Lucifer rebelled. That's in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. Those are long chapters that cover this topic, and it's amazing to read about it. I highly recommend that you read those portions of Scripture many times and really digest them. What we learn is that Lucifer was arguably the highest ranking being under the Trinity. There was Lucifer, Michael, and Gabriel were the three archangels. Lucifer rebelled. He tried to overthrow God. He was cast out of heaven, down to earth. This is monumental. It's one of probably the most epic event in the history of the universe. And yes, it's in the Bible. It's right there. Number two, when the devil, Satan, tempted Adam and Eve, caused them to sin. The enemy wanted to oppose God's plan, this glorious plan that God had and has today of creating a being in his own image. This mystery that is way beyond us, yet a reality, because we can experience him every day and walk with Jesus Christ forever. Amen. I read in a book recently, someone asked Jesus, "Why does the devil hate me so much?" And Jesus answered, "Because you're made in my image and he hates me." The devil hates God. So that's why he wants to deceive man and keep him from being with God and keep him from heaven and get people into hell. It's terrible. Number three, when the devil sent angels down to the earth to try to pollute the seed of mankind and stop the Messiah from coming through the human seed, which was to redeem mankind. So this is in Genesis 6, 1 through 6. Very simply, the devil knew that through human beings, that seed of Jesus Christ, of the Messiah, that's where the Messiah would come. And so the devil sent angels to procreate with women to try to pollute that seed so that there would be no, so that there would not be the genealogy and seed to produce the Messiah, which would save mankind. So I'll go into more detail on that. Number four, when the Messiah was born, Jesus Christ, the devil tried through the King Herod, famous story, tried to destroy the Messiah after he was born. Through that king, the devil wanted to find out where the Messiah was and go and have all the, and had all the babies under 2 years old killed. And that's in the Gospels. Famous story. So those are the four main times that the enemy did these epic things to try to oppose God. And it's all in the Bible. And there's a pattern. And today, it's the same thing. The enemy, the devil, is trying to stop God's plan. He's trying to oppose God. He hates God. One of the main ways is deceiving human beings into not following Jesus Christ, not coming to Jesus Christ and making Him Lord and Savior of their life so that they could become a child of God and spend eternity in heaven. So let's deal with the first one, Lucifer rebelling. That's incredible. Jesus said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." We read that's in the Gospels. We read about Jesus getting tempted by the devil three times. Jesus talked about the devil. He said he's a liar, a thief, and a murderer from the beginning. I mean, this is an evil being. And essentially, many people bring up the objection, Lucifer was an angel. How could God allow an angel to do this? Well, we're not to cross-question God. We should be in awe of Him and fear Him and not question Him. He is the Almighty. Really, we should not even question Him. But if I do give an answer to that, this shows how amazing God is that He made this being who could choose to rebel and could choose to leave Him. So that's a mystery. Number two, Adam and Eve. God created Adam and Eve on the earth. And I want to just a few quick things. They were in the Garden of Eden. Did you know the Garden of Eden was the size of the Middle East, today's Middle East? I mean, massive land area, this incredibly large area, and it was glorious and perfect. God had restored the earth, and He did all these great things on the earth. It was all good. And then He said, "Let us form man in our image, in our likeness." And He created Adam and Eve, this glorious creation in God's image. And the Holy Spirit was flowing around Adam when he was created, and he was alive and in God's presence. Glory to God. And then Adam and Eve sinned. The devil knew, "Oh, this is God's creation. I'm going to go down here and cause them to sin, and then they'll be fallen, and I'll be destroying God's plan." So now they're fallen. So now there has to be a Savior to redeem mankind, the Messiah. And we read that Jesus is the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. So God almost knew this was going to happen. It's, again, that's beyond us. But so now time is going by, and so the next thing the devil knows that he's going to have to do is to try to stop that Messiah from coming. The devil's now caused man to fall in sin. So man has now broken that sin, has man's fellowship with God. Now man is going to die. It brought five curses onto the earth, onto the enemy and the earth and man, and there's a curse. And so now, because of sin, the wages of sin is death. So now everyone's going to die, and now God has this plan for the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer. And so the devil starts plotting and planning how he can stop that. And the way that he comes up with it is summarized in Genesis 6, 1 through 6. You can read it. It's right there. Here's what he did. The devil, of course, has millions of angels under his command. He had angels go to the earth, and really that what they did is they became like human beings, and they procreated with the women on the earth and polluted the seed of mankind. Here, now I'm getting to something really important. Polluted the seed of mankind. The devil knew that God's plan was through this specific genealogy and seed of the Messiah Jesus Christ would be born through this specific, going right down through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and right down through their descendants and their direct descendants. When I say the seed, that's what I mean. Through their direct descendants. And we read in the Gospels about the 42 generations from Adam until Jesus Christ. Three sets of 14. So there's 14, 14, 14. So it's all perfect. You know, 7 is the number of completion. So 2 times 7 is 14. That's, and then 14 more, 14, 42 generations from Adam to Jesus Christ. That's the seed of Christ. That's the genealogy. That's, and the devil was trying to pollute that. And so millions of these angels came down and procreated. They had sex with women and created. These were giants and on the earth. I mean, this is basically their descendants were giants. But the main thing was the seed is being polluted except for one person. Noah. Amen. Noah was the one person who had not been polluted by this, but the devil's plan of angels procreating with man. Noah had the pure seed, and so God destroyed all the rest of the people in the flood, except for Noah and his family and the animals on the ark. That explains Noah and the flood. I must have been taught this or always just thought that Noah was without sin and that everyone else were sinners and that they were unrighteous, right? And they were sinners. And so that's why God destroyed him. That's not the case. You know, so this explains that whole, and that explains that, you know, why God saved Noah. Now, the other thing that's so important is, and here's the second point about this, the theme of the Bible is Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's following his seed and the genealogy of Jesus Christ and all the people related to that. That's really one of the main themes of the Bible, if you really look at it. All 66 books, especially the Old Testament, but going from, of course, Adam and then his Cain, you know, Abel and his descendants, and going then to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and then the people after them and all. It's following the seed of Jesus Christ, and that's what the enemy was trying to pollute. Then, the fourth instance that I'm just going to discuss here is when the devil tried to have Jesus Christ killed after he was born on the earth. And we read, it's a famous story, it's in the Gospels, and it's very serious because there's the king in that part of Israel, and the king, you know, a bad king, he's jealous of the fact that the Messiah, who people expected to be a king, was being born. And so he, when the wise men came to him, he tried to ask them, hey, please tell me where this king is. I'd like to go visit him. Well, really, he wanted to have him killed. So an angel went to the wise men and warned them and said, don't go back to Herod. Don't tell him where the child is. And then the angel came, of course, to Joseph to tell Joseph, don't go there, go this other place. That's going to keep you safe, and so that the Herod can't find you, because all the, you know, warned. And when an angel comes and warns people about this, this is, of course, so important. And they did that, and Herod had that plan and executed it to the command to have all the babies under 2 years old killed in a certain area where he thought the Messiah was. Can you imagine that? Having a king say, every baby under 2 years old, kill him. He was trying to kill the Messiah. The devil was working through him to try to kill the Messiah because he knew that that would potentially destroy God's plan, and he failed. Amen. God wins. God is winning. He's going to win. If we're on his team and on his side, we win. And so Jesus grew up, and he is the Messiah. Amen. So we see a pattern here, and I appreciate you listening. There's a lot more to discuss about this, but I did want to just at least express this and how it applies to us today. Let's follow Jesus Christ. Let's not be deceived by the enemy. He's a defeated foe. He was defeated at the cross of Jesus Christ. And let's continue just following after the Master. Amen.